Welcome back, everybody. Joined by senior captain Justin Marks of the Rutgers Newark baseball team. Justin and the guys head out down to Virginia. It is Virginia, right, Justin?
Yeah.
Virginia this weekend for their very early season openers. They play. You guys are going up against Roanoke, 10th ranked team in the country, and Mount St. Vincent. So I know you're busy. I know you're working basketball tonight, so you got a whole bunch of stuff on your plate. So thanks for the time. Let's jump right into it. I actually printed out a piece of paper with some of your, you know, career numbers. Are you a numbers guy?
I am. I always look at them. I try not to let it affect the way I'm playing or, like, the way I think during a game, but I definitely do look at them.
Do you buy into, like, the advanced metric side of baseball now? Like, if you're watching a game and they're talking about OPS or, you know, wins above replacement, or do you just kind of, are you more of just, like, looking, let's see how the basic numbers are doing?
Basic numbers.
Interesting. It's tough in college.
Yeah,
it's not really like those numbers are available.
You're only
readily available for you.
40 games instead of 162, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into it. You've had an incredibly consistent career, a really great career. Do you fancy yourself more of an offensive guy? I mean, I know catchers, you know, tend to be thought of more as a defensive, you know, defensive, let's make sure the pitching staff, you know, whatever. But how do you view yourself as a player? Because, I mean, when I'm watching you, I think you blend it. You blend both sides of the game incredibly well. What do you think you're best at?
I would say I'm better defensively. I mean, just by looking at the numbers. I mean, I haven't had great batting averages. I think last season was my best year. But I've always took pride in being the best person behind the plate to help those pitchers who need it.
You have a fantastic arm. One of the best I've ever seen at Division III. Is that something that you knew right away? Not necessarily. Is that something that you've prided yourself on, or is it something that a little bit of both, where you had a good arm and you've made the most out of it?
Yeah, I've kind of always had a strong arm. Like when I was younger, I would pitch, and then some reason I just got behind the plate and I just kind of drawing a blank right now.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, like I never really had a good arm. But I guess I kind of like I got my legs stronger as I got older, and that kind of helped me.
Yeah.
But I never threw hard either. And, you know, I guess it's kind of a weird question. But all right, so we can kind of jump into it a little bit more. It's your last year, your last 40 games, regular season games, and then hopefully, you know, you end it with a great year. When you take a step back, you realize obviously this is your last season. Are you happy with your career so far? Is it like, do you feel like there's a little extra urgency this year, or you're just like, hey, let's just enjoy the heck out of this and see what happens?
A little bit of both. I'm really excited to get this year going, but when you look back, it went by so fast that it's kind of scary that it's our last year. Kind of just having to have a good time with, like, I came in with 14 kids and I think 12 of us are leaving this year, so just trying to have a good time, see what happens.
Take me through the end of your high school career, some of the basics of the recruiting process, and then how did you end up here at Rutgers Newark?
So being recruited, I think you know, not a lot of people know, but you get recruited over your summer seasons, like sophomore, junior, not much your senior year. You pretty much know where you're going by then. But how I ended up here, I played for Wattica Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And
The famous
Joe Wattica.
Oh, God, that guy's everywhere.
And then Pat Reitmeier, who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, was actually my coach. And he's like the first one that kind of came up to me. Rizzy was one of the first people that came to my games and like talked to me. And I kind of put it aside because I always had that dream of going like big Division I.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on a visit here and I realized I didn't really want to go that far away. Like, I could hop on a train and be home in 45 minutes to an hour. So, and it's a Rutgers degree. You can't really beat that.
You know, it's funny you say dreams of D1, and back when I was getting recruited, I had some lower D1s and then some really good D3s. and I loved my college experience to death, but I kind of think maybe I should have played D3. It's just interesting how, you know, a lot of us probably think that same way, and then when you come and you kind of see it and you're like, well, there's really not that much difference in the style of play or the competition. There's just, you know, you just maybe don't have some of those studs or you know, whatever, like, but hell, some of the guys in the NJAC are, you know, fantastic. I think last year when we spoke, we, you know, we kind of talked about that. One of the worst parts of playing college baseball, at least in my experience, was preseason. We would have practice at, you know, like 5:30, 6 in the morning a lot of days, just because facilities are so tight in the Northeast. How much does Rutgers Newark preseason suck?
My freshman year, Coach Pat was doing the strength and conditioning, and I would say that it got us into shape, but it wasn't, it was a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
So freshman year sucked, but now it's more like strength training and baseball movements. So it's not at, like, you're not coming out of a workout super gassed where you have to just go lay down. Like, you can still function after a workout that we do here to get ready for the season.
You're a senior, you're obviously experienced. You've seen a lot in the conference, a lot with this program. How has this preseason been compared to others? Do you feel that last year's success has, you know, built up some excitement?
I would say last year, the success definitely built up excitement because we know what we can do and we want to improve on what we did last year. But I would say that they're kind of related because we did the same thing and now we're working more on top. Like, we're kind of adding on. I think that's going to happen every year from now on.
Something that always fascinates me, both softball, baseball, and I'm not really sure what other sport, but preseason here is so much different than the actual season. I think when I sent you some of these topics, I kind of worded it, how do you get ready to play live baseball without playing live baseball? So much of preseason is not, you can't really scrimmage. It's not like you're playing on your home field or you're really on any field whatsoever because of snow and weather. How do you stay sharp? How do you, you know, keep the ball moving? So, you know, when Friday comes and you're playing Roanoke, a team that's been outside, that's ranked 10th in the country, whatever, how do you get ready to go?
So this year we've been pretty lucky. We've gotten outside a lot, even on cold days. That's a positive sign, like, plus of having the turf field out there. But even when we're inside, we're doing a lot of things to get ready, like when pitchers are throwing bullpens. We have guys standing in, getting their timing down. So everyone's always doing something to kind of simulate a real game.
So it's almost like getting those, is that more of like a mental challenge almost then, to kind of, you know, get those real-time reps in practice scenarios?
I would say you have to really want to do it in order to make it work. And that's, with the group we have now, there's really no problem doing that. People want to play, want to get ready, and want to do what they can to get ready for that first game.
You alluded to it before. You came in with 14. There's still 12 of those guys. You guys have an incredibly deep veteran team. How do the non-veterans, how do the new guys look? Have they been adjusting, you know, have they been adjusting pretty well? Is that a challenge? Is that, you know, just something where you just want to see improvement as the, you know, preseason and early season progresses?
The new guys have been doing a great job. I mean, I think it comes back to having such a veteran team. They're learning what to do from the kids. Even the sophomores are from last year. They came in and they don't look like sophomores. They're kind of all going with the flow of everyone. So I think that's...
When you started the year, and you know I've seen some of the taglines on your shirts, and, you know, I've been talking to Coach Rizzi a lot. What are some of the team goals for 2018? Is it, hey, we want to win 27 games this year? We want to... What are some of the goals that you're working towards?
End goal is always going to be like an NJAC championship, but we got to take it one step at a time. So make the NJAC playoffs, win a couple games there, and then eventually an NJAC championship. I think a lot of people are underestimating what we can do. As we got the preview yesterday, it, a lot of guys aren't happy, but it motivates us.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Coach mentioned it to me. I saw, you know, his post, not Coach's or whomever's post on Twitter. Yeah. And I was like, you know, that's perfect. I think I was like, yeah, that's almost a better,
a little bit.
It's almost a better, you know, it's, you know, you had a great year last year. You might not be getting some of the respect you feel you deserve. And, you know, hopefully that can kind of light the fire. And you know, when there's that downtime in a season that everybody has, you know, maybe you pull that back out and say, hey guys, let's get this back on track. Personal goals for 2018. You've improved in terms of your batting average and kind of your consistency. I'm not even sure teams run on you that much anymore in terms of trying to steal bases on you. What are your personal goals for this year? Is there, I want to hit 7 homers in with a 300 batting average, like what
looking at the numbers, I want to hit over 300. I mean, I came close last year, a couple hits there here and there, I would have been there, but I just want to be all around as consistent as possible. That's, I mean, with all the kids that we have coming in, there's a lot of competition out there, so I know if I don't do my job, that there's a chance that I may be benched. So it's gonna, I just wanna be as consistent as possible.
Is it, catchers amaze me regardless. Hell, I'm a lefty, I always wanted to be a catcher. Just to have that involvement, that grind, that grit, which is probably an overused word. Do you ever get tired? I mean, when you're playing single, just on a conference weekend, single game Thursday, single game Friday, doubleheader Saturday. I know Coach probably tries to get you some blows here and there, but you can be honest. Does it wear on you? Does it wear on the knees mentally?
Not as much mentally, but physically after games, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I could go in before a game and I'd be like, wow, I'm really hurting right now. But then once the game starts, you kind of get that adrenaline kick.
Yep.
And then it doesn't bother you again until after the game's over. So,
is there a way that you've, you know, from freshman year to now as a senior, is there a way that you've kind of learned how to deal with that? Is it just, you know, treating your body a little bit better, or you're just naturally stronger, or is it just kind of like, hey, it's just, this is what it is. This is college baseball.
This year, I actually, at the end of last year, I kind of started taking better care of my body. You can ask the trainers. I mean, I never really went in there, never really did anything to recover anything. So this year I really started to try. I felt the wear over the summer. So I'm really trying to like get prepared for this year and try to stay as healthy as I can.
Your favorite part being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark?
That's a tough one. There's a lot of things. I think it might be the people that I've met here. Again, like you said, I came in with 12 people, and anyone that has to do with the athletic department or even during work here, it, like, there's never not a smile on my face.
You know, I've done maybe 4 of these, more like these longer form type conversations, and I think now in 3 of the 4 or 3 of the 5, you know, I've asked a very similar question, and most people have given me a similar answer, and I always come back with the, those people that you know, came in and played baseball with, or that let's say baseball with, those are the guys that you're gonna take with you for life, and it's always really cool. And then, you know, you hear that it's the people. Like, yes, the competition's great, and you want to win, and you're getting your degree, but when it comes down to it, it's like that, those connections and those people that, you know, hopefully everybody takes out when they play a college sport. Least favorite part of being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark?
Not having any time to do anything. I work with Mike Alvarez, great guy. I try to get in here as much as possible, but doing that kind of takes away from my schoolwork, and then it's just kind of a snowball effect after that. I kind of forget about things.
It's like a constant swinging pendulum of just, you know, can you handle everything? Dude, it gets no different. I feel like I'm the same exact way. And this morning I was coming in and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get this and this before this. And then eventually it gets done.
It's 11 p.m.
Yep. Eventually you get it done and you figure it out. But I think that struggle only helps set you up for the future, if you will. You guys do a hell of a lot of fundraising. You get to travel a lot, more so probably than other, you know, Division III teams. What's your favorite part of traveling? You guys get to go to North Carolina, Virginia, and California this year. Just, you know,
it's getting away from New Jersey and playing different, like, competition. This is the first time. I don't know if we've ever played Roanoke as a team. Definitely not in my 4 years, as in program history. It's just nice to get out and see different things that you haven't seen before.
Your favorite road trip activity? We used to play cards, a ton of cards on our road trips in college. On road trips now, I tend to be a reader. What do you enjoy doing the most on road trips?
So last year, a bunch of us got really into poker. Not for money, of course.
Of course.
Not for money.
Shillings.
But we all downloaded this poker app on the way to North Carolina and Myrtle Beach, and you could connect with someone. You could just create a game with somebody. So we would play for hours just on the bus.
Oh, where no one great. Could
see. It was awesome.
So we would set up like a somebody, typically a freshman, obviously not his, but no, typically a younger guy would have to bring like a box, knee-high box on the bus. And we always like, what the heck is that for? And you know, it ended up making its way to the back, and that was the poker table. And you'd get like five or six people who wanted to play, and you'd play in your circle on the bus. That's what we did.
Again, just for fun, right?
Most of the time. Of course, just for fun. No money whatsoever. Let's do a couple rapid fires. Yeah, we still got a little time left. Favorite professional baseball player?
I think I said this last, it has to be Yadier Molina.
That's right, you did say that
same,
last year.
Same position.
God, I hate him, but he's so good. Favorite baseball team?
The Mets.
Sport other than baseball?
College basketball.
Why?
It's always competitive. I can't stand the NBA. I know you love the NBA.
Yep.
But until it gets to the NBA playoffs, I mean, it looks like they're just going through the motions.
You like that defensive, you know, just like, grunt. It just seems like every possession is something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Favorite food?
Buffalo chicken pizza.
Pre-game meal?
Whatever I can get my hands on.
Favorite restaurant in Newark?
Dario's.
Oh, great choice. Have you tried any of the newer places? New meatball. There's a new meatball store, a poke shop.
Burgerwala. I've tried that. It's pretty good.
Have you noticed, and I was going to ask you this earlier, but have you noticed a change in Newark in terms of, you know, like the places to go and kind of like a little bit, you know,
definitely.
Revitalization?
More after the new Prudential building was built.
Yeah.
I kind of think everything just grew after that.
Favorite type of food? I already asked that. Do you cook?
I do.
What?
The basics, chicken, vegetables, whatever, pasta. The easy stuff.
Are you making a Valentine's meal? Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Favorite music?
I have to go out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Country music.
TV show?
Oh, man. There's like five that I can think of.
You can rip them off.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's got to be the number one, just because I can watch episodes over and over again and still laugh at the same thing.
It's like you could watch the whole series, exactly. And start
the
it
Office
up
is
and
the
then
same
like,
way.
Yeah, that's it, there's I feel like there's not as many good short comedies as there
Blue
once
Mountain
were.
State. I gotta throw that out there too.
I'm gonna write that on my list. All right, so you have 30 seconds, let's say, and the next Clayton Kershaw of Division III has made it clear that Rutgers Newark is one of two or three schools he's deciding between. Pitch him on why he should come to Rutgers Newark. Obviously, 30 seconds is not an actual 30 seconds, but, you know,
probably gonna take
why,
less
why
than
should
that.
He come and play baseball at Rutgers Newark?
I would tell him that we have a group of guys that make everyone feel like they're a part of something. Great coaches. Just everything's going up here. So I feel like he can make a difference and maybe come in and be that guy that takes it to the next level.
I like that. I really like that. All right, so correct me if I'm wrong. You guys start hopefully four games this weekend if the weather, you know, weather holds up well. Two against Roanoke, 10th ranked team in the country. Two against Mount St. Vincent. Then you go back down to Fayetteville, North Carolina next weekend, and then California after that. And then before you know it, you're back and playing big NJAC games. Thanks for the time. Best of luck to you. I can't wait to watch you and all the your entire group of seniors play this year for the last time. And I really hope it's the best season that you guys have had yet.
Thank you.